Well, downtown Lamar's is celebrating its crazy days, and today is the last day, Saturday. I'm being joined by Samantha Bumgars, who is one of the coordinators of this year's crazy day. So, Samantha, you got started early Saturday morning, but tell us about the types of vendors. And first of all, let's start with how many vendors do we have here at Crazy Days?
So, I have right around 50 vendors. We have a lot of variety. We have some direct sales. I have Pampered Chef. There's Tupperware, Norwex, all kinds of different stuff like that. We also have a lot of home crafters. So there's some Nordic gnomes, there's some glass art, there's some wood signs. So there's a really good variety of home crafters also. We also have 4 different food trucks, a good variety of different foods also. Breakfast, lunch, they can come. And then for the kids, we are also gonna have, starting at about 10:30, 11 o'clock, we're gonna have some carnival games from Party Fun Rentals, and they'll have cotton candy and everything, so bring the kids down too.
So obviously it's going to be a fun day. This started on Thursday, went Thursday, Friday, now today is all out and everything. What time does the activities end for on Saturday?
So everything is going on until 4 o'clock. That's when all the street vendors are going to start packing up. Now, if the brick and mortar stores that are involved have later hours, they'll stay open a little bit later, but 4 o'clock is kind of the wrap up.
Okay. And of course, Central Avenue has been blocked off. You've got a number of vendors there. People are already milling around early this morning, and lots of deals to be able to be found here on Crazy Days then.
Absolutely. There's a lot going on. There's already a lot of people out here. We're seeing some really good shopping options and opportunities. Customers are really having a blast so far. It's definitely going to be good.
And you know, we've had so many events and cancellations because of the COVID-19 virus. This, I think, is going to be, and the fact that it's going to be a nice weather day as well, you just have a feeling that people are going to turn out for this just because they're tired of being cooped up and they want to be able to get out.
Absolutely, and that's kind of why we went ahead with it. We really, really thought hard on whether or not to do it, and just because everything else has been canceled, we wanted to go ahead with it for Lamar's because we really wanted a boost in the community, and so that's why we went ahead with it. We are taking social distancing precautions. There's a booth space that's completely empty between every booth. There's a lot of walking space around, so we're definitely taking those precautions. Some of the vendors also have hand sanitizer and masks as well. You're welcome to wear them, but you don't have to. That's all up to you. So we are taking those precautions also.
All right. Well, thanks again, Sam. I've been visiting with Samantha Bumgars, who's kind of coordinating the Lamar's Crazy Days. And that is today, the last day of the Crazy Days. And as Sam said, it ends at 4 o'clock this afternoon.